On to some of our letters for the past week received at the Evening News. Michael Woodhouse from Eton writes about the story we've just heard about, the demise of the Market ice cream stall. It's very sad to hear that Lakenham Creamery is closing the Aldous ice cream stall on Norwich Market. Most times, when I'm in the city and have finished my business, I treat myself to an ice cream from their stall before wandering back to the bus stops on St Stephen's. I've read that ice cream releases the feel-good hormones. Well, it certainly works for me. I love the stuff. According to the creamery statement, they're pulling the plug on the Alder stall after 88 years, citing a lack of support from the council regarding the lease of their market site. Is this yet another casualty of the unwarranted restructuring of Norwich Market? Perhaps it's also a knock-on effect from the closure of the visitor centre. Fewer visitors to the city may mean fewer spontaneous purchases from stalls like Aldous. Either way, it feels like another piece of Norwich's charm is being chipped away. What will the next facility or bit of history be to be clobbered by the City Council?
M. Bargewell from Cleveland is full of praise for Norfolk. After visiting Norfolk, based in Wroxham, and many other places around, including Norwich Castle Museum, I would like to express my admiration to all the friendly and helpful people I met, all with smiling faces, which made me feel very welcome. In short, you are the best, Norfolk.
So keep smiling. Peter Kemp from Norwich waxes lyrical about our individuality. Every single snowflake, leaf, or creature is unique, just like you. No one else has the same beliefs, toe and fingerprints, personality, traits, chromosomes, hair colour, shaped ears, the colour of the irises in your eyes, your tongue's bumps and raises, your voice tone, your genetic coding, language skills, aptitudes, talents and gifts. Whatever you do, whatever you think or feel, you are unique. There is no one else exactly like you. You are a wonder of creation. Do your best to make the most of it.
Paul Milner from Sheringham asks us to speak in plain English. For sure, language changes. However, I'm with Neil Haverson when he writes, let's bin these buzzwords and speak in plain English. Evening News, October the 11th. Have you noticed lately people have stopped dying? Apparently we don't die anymore, we pass. Likewise, it seems nobody makes contact with one another. It's recommended that we reach out. For me, the classic, an American import, naturally, is the response when asking someone how they feel, and they'll tell you, I'm good. It's as though you were questioning their morality rather than asking whether they'd fully recovered from the flu. As the nostalgia page made clear, it's all gobbledygook.
Finally, quite a long letter by Ian MacDonald from Billericay, who has written about the repurposing of old phone boxes. It was pleasing to learn about efforts to save those red telephone boxes remaining in Norwich Town Centre. For many years, these distinctive structures were icons of the British landscape, just like the old-style double-decker buses and bobbies on the beat. With their bright colour and unusual shape, they were an easily recognisable and very welcome feature of our towns and countryside. Nowadays, most of the 132,000 boxes of 30 years ago have vanished, and only older readers will remember huddling inside one of the earlier versions on a cold winter night, struggling to find coins of the correct denomination and pressing button A to make a call, or button B for a refund if we couldn't be connected. If your call went on too long for the money you've paid, you heard some pips and were cut off. These phone boxes were vital for us to keep in touch with friends and relatives, or make an emergency call in the days before you could afford our own phones at home. Now, in the days of mobile phones and the internet, they have become redundant, at least for their original purpose. But many new uses have been found for them, and with encouragement from BT too. In some areas, the beloved boxes have been turned into cafes, libraries, bakeries, or hot dog stalls. In others, they house essential medical equipment, such as defibrillators, or have been adorned with beautifully crafted stained glass windows and converted into sanctuaries for a few minutes of peaceful reflection. One box in Branxton, Northumberland, is now a memorial near the site of the Battle of Flodden. It calls itself the world's smallest visitor centre and offers maps, leaflets, and a narrated account of the conflict. Meanwhile, other people have just been happy to buy themselves a phone box to convert into a personal shower in their garden. Plenty of ideas here to inspire anyone wishing to save the red phone boxes of Norwich. Any ideas, Ruth?
Well, TARDIS.